In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Between the rugby and yet another award for Jesse Buckley, it was a big weekend for the Irish in London, but for the generation of young Irish living there now, were these viewed as victories over the old enemy, or is that your attitude gone now? Henry McKean chatted with Irish immigrants outside Twickenham and inside the London Irish Centre.
Hi, I'm Aisling. I'm from Carlow, living in London now for a fair few years.
What's a fair few?
Like 10 years plus. I went home, I had a blip at home in back. I went to Limerick for 3 years and I'm now back in London.
You're young. When did you first move to London?
I first moved to the UK when I was 18, 19.
What brought you here? Was it
to
opportunity?
Study. Yeah.
And you love it?
I do like it, yeah. I work for the NHS at the moment, so.
So you work for the NHS, which is a massive, massive, huge organisation. Perhaps the second best thing in the UK after the Premier League. Or maybe the best thing.
Maybe the best thing. I actually am very proud of the NHS, but anyway, yeah.
Something to shout about, something that you could be proud of. Do you think you'll ever go home?
Well, yeah, I'll have to have some negotiations with himself, yeah, but...
Not in the next 6 months, anyway.
So where is home for you?
So my family are from Lisburn, like near Belfast, yeah, so...
And did you meet over here?
We met over here, yeah, playing tag rugby, actually.
Tag rugby?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you married?
We are not married, no.
I'm not supposed to ask that question. But home is London.
Home is London, yeah, we're in Fulham.
For him?
Well...
For you?
I've been in London for like 13, 14 years. So.
And for you, home is Ireland?
Home is Ireland, but my address is London.
That's how you look at it?
Yeah.
Marais, Reynolds, I think I can hear Big Ben, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We're here in the heart of London, right beside the Thames. Mm. How many years have you been living in London?
I've been in London, this will be my 15th year actually, and the time has flown by. I'm sure like many other people who come over to London, you come for maybe a job or a relationship or short term, and then suddenly the years fly. So yeah, 15 years.
So I met you some years ago,
yeah.
And you've worked with the London Irish Centre,
mm-hmm.
which do great work for the older generations that live here and the younger generations that live here, mm-hmm. originally from Ireland. There's such a connection, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I had worked in the operations team, the London Irish Centre. I was very proud we had opened our shuppa, meaning that people were getting their supply of Cadbury's and we got brown bread as well. So it was a novel initiative at the time. That's now fully established. I mean, the London Irish Centre, it's all about community care, but also culture. So really promoting those three big areas. I loved it because the Irish Centre, I volunteered at Christmas where we would do outreach dinners for the elderly, do a big kind of Christmas meal. They also have other great events and stuff. And it's what's been really beautiful is though the London Irish Centre, they have a lot of Irish classes, a lot of Irish music classes, and it's young people coming. It's young people and people who are not necessarily that older generation who have come and lived from the sort of 60s, 70s, 80s seeking connection. It's people like myself.
And how come young people are still coming over from Ireland? The economy back home is good. There is employment.
Mm-hmm.
How come big, big numbers are still coming to this world city, to London?
We like to go for London, and Australia has also been another big export because English-speaking areas and the ease of travel. I think the reason why London is the sweet spot, I think it is quite still relatively commutable back to visit family in Ireland. But there's also... It's just such a brilliant celebration of diversity in different cultures. Even though I'm Irish and I'm in the maelstrom of London where you'd have you're knocking up against different people every day, The London Irish Centre will still be that little touch point of home, and certainly everyone gets homesick and nostalgic for people who share the same shorthand, who want to watch different cultures. We're beside the BFI, the BAFTAs are happening, and Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley are in a, you know, Hamnet together. There's a complete Irish cast in a movie directed by a Chinese director and English funding. Like, it's, I think it's just brilliant. Even though I'm Irish, wherever I go, I'm really happy in London, kind of adding to that mix.
Tom Kelly, here 37 years.
37 years, so 89.
Yeah.
Why did you move in 1989?
Just for work.
The economy in Ireland back then wasn't great.
But, yeah.
And you've been here ever since?
Ever since, yeah.
And whereabouts is home in Ireland?
In Mayo, Belmullet.
Do you get back to Belmullet much?
Three or four times a year.
So you're still Irish through and through?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what's it like living amongst the Londoners? What's it like living here? What are the pros? What are the cons?
A lot of Irish here. We'll kind of stick together. Yeah.
So you're still very involved in the Irish community?
Oh, yeah. Very, very much, yeah.
And where do you hang out?
Just wherever. South London. All the pubs for the Irish community, yeah. Yeah.
And you're happy?
Yeah.
And your kids, do they see themselves as Irish or English?
Oh, yeah, they wear the Ireland shirt today, yeah.
They're wearing it today.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here outside Twickenham.
Yeah.
Nathan Johns.
Nathan, you're out here in London working as a journalist in radio. How long have you been out here for?
Just under 2 years now. Moved over summer 24.
You're a young man. How old are you?
27 years old.
And are you enjoying it?
Yeah, something different. You know, a few more people put out this to work for in this part of the world than back home.
And whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
And are the English nice to you? The Londoners nice to you? You can be honest.
Yeah.
Or are they a bit frank?
No. They're the same as anyone, really. They're good at saying no when you're looking for work, as is everybody.
Have you made friends out here?
Oh, yeah. I have lots of friends working over here. I studied over here before, so.
So how big is the young Irish community here in London?
Bigger than I thought it was. Yeah, there's definitely a thing of, and even people who are not necessarily Irish in London, you know, everyone loves Fontaines. He got quite popular in this area. There's definitely a youth cultural Irish movement all over the world, especially here.
And there's movie stars living out here too, living in London.
I haven't met them.
Irish movie stars, I should say.
Yeah, you hear a few bits and bobs, but no, I haven't bumped into Paul Mescal in the street yet. My name is Francis Healy, and I've been living in England since 1989.
89, so you've been here 37 years.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a great country to work in. Taxation is not quite so high, and for those who want to work, you have the freedom to work and work hard, but you need to work hard. Originally, I'm from Listenvarna in County Clare.
And you miss Listenvarna?
Yes, not as much with time, because, of course, nothing ever stays the same.
We're here at Twickenham. We can hear the massive, massive jet engines overhead because we're so close to Heathrow. You can get home quite quickly.
Yes, I can. To me, where I live in Kent, Gatwick is 50 minutes away. And, of course, Gatwick to Shannon is another 50 minutes, and I'm only about 40 minutes from Shannon.
You've got kids living in England. Are they Irish or English?
Well, one of them considers themselves Irish, one is agnostic, and the other is very proudly English.
So, would you be Irish or English?
English.
Irish.
You would see yourself Irish?
Yeah.
And your brother and sister?
Yeah. We agree to disagree.
You would see yourself Irish, you would... Cherish your Irish connection.
Of course, yeah. Always.
But you're England.
God forbid a man assimilate to the country they're living in.
How many years have you been living here in England?
28 years.
28 years?
Yeah, yeah.
So that brings us back into what year?
1989.
You came out here in 1999?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how are you finding it?
No,
rubbish.
You don't like it here?
No.
And Belfast is home?
Yeah, yeah.
Always. Do you get back to Belfast
yes,
much?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
And what brought you here?
Family. Our family moved over, so we had to move with them. We were kids.
We were 13 and 12.
So different, isn't it? But
yeah.
Similar. A culture shock, but not a culture shock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel that the young Irish are coming for that reason? They're coming for adventure, not because the taxes are lower, but it's adventure and it's opportunity.
Absolutely. I think it's twofold. It's very funny. I trained as an actor here as well in London, and for the first couple of years people were like, you're Irish, you should go back to Ireland. I mean, that's your casting zone. And I ended up going back briefly, and I realised quite quickly that the Irish industry can be quite small and actually quite difficult to kind of find your in. Whereas coming back to London, I was able to... maybe kick open more doors and not have to kind of carry almost a sense of where I'm from, who I am. It was almost, I'm here, I'm available to work, and the job opportunities were there. And I think for anyone who's young and Irish coming to London, it's not just experiencing your job or your life in a vacuum with a very Irish lens. I think you only really appreciate when you move abroad. And Henry, you have moved the other way.
I went the other way. I mean, I moved to Ireland in 1990. Mm. And coming back to the UK, coming back to London, it always surprises me. Mm. Every time I come here, I see something new. The English, are they nice to you?
Yes, I'll say
they're
yes overall. They're not mean. I mean, I have had a few off-colour comments over these. I'll tell you what, the way I can judge it is by pronouncing my name. And so my name is Mairead, perfectly decent name, but I had no idea how exotic it was until I left Ireland and realised it gave a difficulty for pronunciation for people.
And how do they pronounce Mairead here?
I've gotten everything. I've gotten Mairead, Myriad. I was called Maureen, which, because I was living in East London, all right, Maureen. So I've heard it all, really.
And you weren't offended?
No, I quickly learned. And again, that was the gift, that to people I introduced myself as Parade with an M. And years later, I read an interview with Domhnall Gleeson. Or Dumble Gleeson. Do you remember with Leonardo DiCaprio mispronouncing it? But I read an interview with him and he said, well, I'm Tonal with a D. And I was like, oh my God, Domhnall, I'm Parade with an M. And in my head, I felt that connection, even though I've never met this guy. But I was like, yes. That is the experience when you're an Irish person living abroad. We're here outside the National Theatre. They're doing Playboy of the Western World with a completely Irish cast. Siobhan McSweeney, Nicola Coughlan. I can saunter along and see that if I so fit. So yeah, there's just so much opportunity. I don't mean to be a poster child for London, but if you're thinking about it, come. Oh my God.
That was the exotically named Mairead there, ending Henry McKean's report from London. One texter says the England rugby team were so bad that even Jessie Buckley would have beaten them on her own. And somebody else says, those two ladies from Belfast wonder why they don't go back to Belfast if they hate London so much. Nothing is stopping them now. They're adults. Yeah, I don't know. There may be all sorts of circumstances to their lives that we're not aware of.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.